This week, Harvard Law School announced they'll be accepting the Graduate Record Exam, or GRE, in their admissions process. Until now, the only standardized test they considered from applicants was the Law School Admission Test, or the LSAT. Now, if you're thinking this sounds like a familiar story, you'd be right. Last February, the University of Arizona College of Law did the same thing, making them the first to explore the option of using GRE scores. And Carrie Young with KJZZ's Education Desk has been following this story, and she joins us now. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Lauren.
So, can you remind us why officials at the University of Arizona College of Law looked to the GRE in the first place?
Well, administrators say there were several factors at play here, but the biggest they argued was improving diversity in their classes and in the legal field in general. It's not really a secret that the legal field lacks some racial diversity, at least. According to the last U.S. Census, about 88% of working lawyers were white. So my first question was, how can a standardized test impact how diverse your applicant pool is? And the answer there, they say, breaks down to accessibility. The GRE is one of those tests where you can go to a testing center pretty much any day of the week, and that's in stark contrast with the LSAT, which is only available four times a year. So they paired up with the Educational Testing Service, the organization that administers the GRE, to study how well it predicted student performance in their first year class. And the U of A administrators say they were satisfied with those results, so they made the change.
So what happened? Was their class more diverse after they made these changes?
Well, I spoke to the school's dean, Mark Miller, yesterday, and he said after last year's admissions process, they received 72 applications using a GRE score, just a GRE score. And roughly about 1,350 used the traditional LSAT. Now, of those 72 GRE applicants, he said 16 were admitted and 12 ended up accepting. And he says so far he's really happy with what he's seen and the results of the incoming class.
The students are doing wonderfully. They brought in extensive work and life records in both military and civilian life. They're often people making a career change.
And in a statement from Harvard, officials there say their move to accept the GRE scores too is also part of a wider strategy to expand access to legal education, adding that students benefit when they can diversify the legal community.
Okay, so we have two schools now doing this, and that's by no means a majority or a trend. But looking ahead, what are you hearing? Is this the new way?
Well, it's tough to say. When the U of A did this last year, they faced a lot of pushback, but then they also had a lot of support from other law school deans. There was this question as to whether or not the American Bar Association would accept the U of A's validity study and what that would mean in the long term. And in response to the U of A's move, the Law School Admissions Council, the group that oversees the administration of the LSAT, was considering whether the school could lose its membership for what they called violating the council's bylaws. They did end up changing their tune on that, but other opposition to the GRE acceptance came from within the legal field, too. Some said that the test was just easier than the LSAT, and others argued that this all boils down to money.
So how would money factor in?
Well, it all boils down to applications and applicants. Looking at statistics, between 2004 and 2014, those dropped from about 100,000 to roughly 55,000. So some people say this move to accept the GRE is just another way for the U of A and now Harvard to more easily fill their seats. That's something the U of A rejects. Again, Dean Mark Miller.
But the idea at our small school, given our values and our affordability, that we did this to generate money or to manipulate the rankings is absolutely absurd.
So I guess the short answer to your original question, Lauren, is we'll see if this becomes a trend. A handful of other schools have conducted or are conducting validity studies of their own. Jeff Thomas with Kaplan Test Prep says the fact that Harvard has jumped on board is significant. He says more schools will likely take notice now and more seriously consider the option. But he adds, for now, if you're serious about going to law school, take the LSAT, because with the exception of these two schools, it's still pretty much a requirement.
At the end of the day, choice is what is best for students, and the LSAT gives students the most choice at this time. If a couple months or a couple years from now the landscape is different, we might have different advice.
KJZZ's education reporter, Carrie Young, thanks.
You're welcome, Lauren.